Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, the PSNI are going to meet with the MLAs to discuss their personal security arrangements. Concerns raised about their safety. Liam Tunney has been writing about this in the Belfast Telegraph. Liam, good morning. You tend to think that MLAs, local politicians and our public representatives are much safer and more relaxed now than they've ever been. Why the concern at present, Liam?
I suppose it probably relates to, part of it relates to what's happening in England at the minute. In the last month or so, the government has announced £31 million in funding to kind of look at security around constituency offices and the safety of MPs. And that's after a number of incidents. If you see, obviously, David Arness was murdered in 2021. Going back as far as 2016, you had Labour MP Joe Cox killed as well. So those are the kind of extreme end of things. But there were also more recent incidents. Tobias Elwood, MP, raised concerns with protesters at his home. Mike Freer, a government minister, announced that he was quitting politics because of death threats that they received and an arson attack on his constituency office. And as recently as last week, Vicky Ford, MP, said security had actually failed to show at her office on two occasions. Now, there's obviously a history of it here too, not to the same extent, but you had attacks in constituency offices. If you look over the last decade, you had Naomi Long infamously had hers attacked during the 2013-14 flag protest in East Belfast. 2021, Gerry Kelly had fireworks thrown at his actual private home, as well as a bomb threat to his constituency office. And even 2021, again, Kelly Armstrong and Mike Nesbitt's offices in Strangford attacked. And 2022, Doug Beattie's office in Portadown. So there have been a lot of incidents in which offices have been attacked in Northern Ireland. And I think it was Maurice Bradley, the East Area MLA, who brought this forward. He said obviously his office is in a, you know, quite a public space. It's relatively safe, but not everybody has that luxury. And I think maybe just with the kind of climate of that increased tension over the last couple of years, it was worldwide even, the MLAs maybe feel that there's a greater threat and people are kind of becoming more emboldened to make those kind of attacks, and they felt that something needed to be done. And actually something has already been done. The PSNI and I have carried out a number of security surveys at constituency offices and indeed the private homes of MLA.
The constituency offices, as you've mentioned, have a high profile and they're very easy to access. I presume most of them you can walk in off the street. There may be some where if you arrive at the door, you have to wait for a moment or two before the latch is unlatched for you. But you tend to be able to walk in off the street into a constituency office.
You tend to, and that's obviously by design. I mean, politicians want to be as open as possible with their constituents. They're the people that they're looking to serve, but I suppose that's a double-edged sword. It comes with its own security concerns. I mean, if you look at David Arness in Southend, that was a constituency surgery that he was holding in the church. This was him out about in the constituency trying to offer his help, and that's when the man was able to walk in so freely and kill him in that way. So it is important that they do, you know, remain as open as possible to constituents. You don't want to put any barriers up to people accessing democracy in that way. But it's also important that you look after not only the MLA themselves and the elected representatives, but also the staff who work in the office, who are there and have an expectation that they go to work safely and come home safely.
And the worry tends to be more around the possibility of some individual attacking a politician or a lone wolf operative who may be influenced by sinister elements on social media, as opposed to a group or organisation, for example, here in Northern Ireland, who would be planning an attack on a public representative.
I suppose there's that concern. That's the sharp end of it. Now, that's the kind of extreme version of events. But if you look even at protests, I mean, last week there was a protest outside Gerry Kelly's office by a dissident Republican group. So the protests kind of bring their own danger to you, because essentially they're on the title of protest and they're titled to protest peacefully. But it can create a situation where it inflames tensions and things can get out of hand very quickly. And I think MLAs are looking at reassurance that they are going to have some support there in the event of that happening. I think historically, well, recently here, over the last 10 years or so, it's been more attacks on the office themselves. But I mean, that brings its own problems. You have people maybe feeling intimidated going to work there, and maybe people who need help not being able to access it because they might be fearful of going to the office. And in the case there might be this group of people outside, or they might face that intimidation.
Any suggestion that politicians are having second thoughts? I know you've given us an example of across the water, but we still have a cohort of politicians here who seem very enthusiastic about being public servants. It's unlikely that any of them are going to turn their back on the job that they have because of a understandable fear that they might at some point be attacked.
Yeah, I think they're a very resilient group, and they have faced kind of threats and that kind of thing in the past and in the recent past, but they have played on and they are keen to do their job. I mean, they've been unable to do it to the best of their ability for the last number of years due to the sale they've been down, but now they're back. You can see that enthusiasm for wanting to be open and wanting to be able to help constituents in that way, and for a lot of them that's the bread and butter of politics, and that's why they got into it. But they also want to do that in a way that is safe and they're free from kind of harassment and that fear of danger that things could get out of hand.
And of course, there's so many motor mouths on social media stirring the pot all the time, targeting individual politicians. They sometimes have to have a lingering look at themselves and see how realise how irresponsible they occasionally are.
They definitely do, and there's a lot of, I suppose, cynical attempts to whip up tension on social media that and then oftentimes when it comes to the actual physical act of protest, those people are nowhere to be seen. I suppose that's a whole separate issue where people need to look at the social media content, and there's a regulation issue there, but it's when that spills over into the real world, for want of a better word, whenever the real danger is there.
Absolutely. Liam, really appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. Liam Tunney writing in the Belfast Telegraph about this plan from the police to give additional advice to MLAs, and indeed they are discussing personal security arrangements with our politicians. It's gone 9:15. Good morning.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.